to the Butterfly Soul Life Coaching School podcast. I'm your host, Joma Manifestation Coach. And in this episode, I'm going to be talking about how the patriarchy lives inside of all of us. The patriarchy lives inside of all of us. This is the structure of our society as a whole, as a majority of planet Earth. There is a power struggle between the dominant masculine forces and the feminine. As a woman living in this world where the dominant energy is the masculine energy, it can be exhausting. It can be a place where you're constantly fighting against or having to be something you're not, right? As a divine feminine energy, we live on a planet that doesn't value the divine feminine. We live on a planet that doesn't encourage gentleness and emotional connection, being sensitive to feelings, moving slow, slowing down, paying attention. The feminine is starving and has been for a long time. And I don't know about you, but it's at a point for me in my journey where it feels like it's just exhausting and I can't take it anymore. And I need to see change, or else I feel like my life force energy is dying. And I know that the patriarchy isn't healthy for the divine masculine either. It cuts men off from their feelings. It makes men think that they need to be something they're not. And men as well feel like they constantly have to be better than they are, make more money, do more, be more, just to survive in this patriarchal society and world. And the solution to all of this is recognizing that this lives inside of our minds and emotion, inside of our own psyches, and that's really the only way to change it. As a whole, as more and more of us start facing these energies in ourselves and recognizing them, then more and more the collective will have the space to invite in the truth, the natural way of being for masculine and feminine people. There's a lighter way of being available for all of us, and the old strong ego patriarchal energy doesn't have to keep surviving. It's time for it to kind of start trickling off of all of our beings, of all of our consciousnesses. But we start this process, we kind of kickstart this by really recognizing the places in ourselves that we're still believing in the patriarchy and that we're still holding it as the truth or something to strive for or look up to. It's better to recognize it and notice how it harms us, and then realize if something is harming us, we don't have to subscribe to it. Something harmful doesn't need to be subscribed to. So I intend that more people start to wake up to the harmful energy of the patriarchy on this whole planet, right? There are still countries where women don't have the same rights as men. And here in the United States, where we do have so much more equality, there's still the subtle layers of the psyche that are hanging on to the patriarchal conditioning. And women are still feeling oppressed by men, whether they are conscious of that or not. You know, when we have privilege, when someone has privilege over a different group of people, they have power over them, right? Privilege is power. It's like inherent power that you're just born with. So males have an inherent power over women because of the nature of this society, this world that we live in. It's just, you're born into it. So women are just born into a lesser position of power in the society, and men are born into the more dominant position of power in society. And until more men really start to own their privilege and recognize it, look at it, become conscious of it, and kind of loosen up the hold, loosen up their identity around it, and realize it's a false identity. And it's a harmful identity to a whole other group of people, and they may not even realize it, because it's something that women feel, but it's hard to put words to these feelings sometimes. It's really hard to put words to these feelings. Also, because we've always lived in it. It's something that was just assumed from a very early age. It's like a temperature of the collective. Like, the whole planet has a temperature of their psychological state. You know, we're one whole planet together existing in space. And we're all vibrating at certain frequencies and putting out different thoughts and emotions, and that's the why the world is the way it is, where it is a group project. In one sense, right? There's always the non-dual oneness perspective that you are source. That's always available. I'm not saying that that's never, that that's not a part of this. It's always a part of this, but on a relative human level of existence and state of consciousness, state of mind, that we can all tap into as well, right? We have the ability to go both, and that's important. That's the duality. We have to recognize that the patriarchy is alive and harmful, and especially harmful for women, because women are challenged, especially in relationships, to caretake for men's feelings and really hold the emotional responsibility of the relationship. Because men aren't conscious of their feelings. A lot of men aren't as conscious of their feelings. So if they haven't done any work to reconnect with their feeling body, the weight of that, their unconscious, goes on to the other partner. And that can be exhausting. And women also just, we're trying to make it in a world that where the forces are against us. Can we do it? Of course. But because men don't have that challenge, and I'm not saying the patriarchy is healthy for men either, but men don't have that challenge of having to go against all these forces of, you know, making money and being a just being in society, just being. Right? Women are primarily looked at for how they look, their beauty, their body shape, their body parts. It's so inappropriate. Like, how many song lyrics are about women's body parts? And I'm like, how many women did you ask before you just released that song? Like, did you ask our permission to talk about our body parts like that? Like, how, there are of course women singing about men's body parts too, and that's not appropriate. But especially if you're already a man with privilege and already living in a patriarchal world, like, have some respect. Like, get some signatures. Like, no, you can't just sing about women's body parts. Especially when women are the oppressed gender of this world. No, you cannot just make up these rap songs about my body parts, please. It's like so toxic. It's like so, who do you think you are singing about my body parts? Like, fuck off. So, that's like just harmful to my ears. Like, I can't listen to that kind of music anymore. Like, I really like some of the songs because they're motivating and inspiring in some ways, and the beats, and but like the lyrics just kill it for me. I can't do it. And I'm like, guys, can you please wake up to what you're singing about and what you're, how you're oppressing women through your lyrics? But they don't know that, like, they're not oppressing women through their lyrics. They're oppressing women already inside their own mind, inside their own psyche. Like, just their assumptions are oppressive. You see? Like, so that's where we actually have to work, is in changing our own inner worlds to change the external patriarchy. So I pray for a world of more consciousness around this. I pray for divine masculine energy and divine feminine energy. I pray for men to be men, connected to their body and their feelings, and natural, what's natural to them. And women be connected to their body and their feelings and what's natural for them. For the divine feminine and the divine masculine to embody themselves on this planet, and less of the old patterns. May all these old patterns fall away. May we all outgrow them. May we all become conscious of what they are, so we see them clearly and stop them in their tracks. And may this divine masculine and divine feminine energy just smooth its way out over all the planet. We're meant to complement each other. We're not meant to harm each other or oppress each other. And may women stop taking on responsibility that isn't theirs. That's the funny thing about the way energy works. If one person in any relationship is able to take more responsibility in a certain area, like, because of our survival mechanisms, it's kind of like they will take that responsibility. But is it always the higher path? Is it really the what's best or what's healthiest? Not always, because it's just about survival sometimes. You know, we got to get out of these survival mechanisms in relationships where one person will take the bulk of the responsibility in an area where the other person is lacking. You know, and that can be okay if it's temporary and if there's consciousness around that, and the other person that's lacking in that area can build up their strength over time and with practice. But like, there has to be conversation, there has to be consciousness around that. If it's unconscious, you know, we're not growing, we're not getting anywhere, we're not evolving, and somebody's getting oppressed. So these are my prayers for the planet, for patriarchy healing, the healing. May we all heal from the inside out, from the patriarchal conditioning, men and women. And may we find equality, but not sameness, because equality is not being the same. A woman's never gonna be primarily masculine. A man's never gonna be primarily feminine, and that's the beauty of the polarity. We're we're meant to be ourselves. But if we have to constantly fight against forces of the patriarchy, it's really hard to be ourselves. So, becoming conscious of these forces inside ourselves and healing them, bringing consciousness to them, will start to change the external reality as well. Namaste.